Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. God bless you once again. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I would like to give you an opportunity to still follow the show, praise God, just by going to facebook.com/ Pastor Ola Starling. And you can hear the messages after, praise God, we are off the air. But however, I'm blessed to be here this morning. I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful, praise God, getting to know that God that gave me another chance, praise God, to come before you this morning to bring forth the word of life and bring forth words of encouragement. I pray that you and your family as well, all is going well with you. But if not, I want to introduce you to a man, praise God, by the name of Jesus, that can take you through any situation, every circumstance, and he can bring you out with the answer. Amen. And this morning, Father, we are so grateful, praise God, for you to give us opportunity once again to come before you, praise God, to bring forth, praise God, the word of life, the word, praise God, of encouragement, the word of faith, praise God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil in any circumstance. And God, we do give you praise this morning. We glorify you. Bless them, praise God, as they hear the word of God. Let them know, praise God, there is a way out, that you have already made a way for our escape. And Father God, we give you praise, asking that the word come forth with clarity and understanding. Praise God, to those that hear, may the word may be edifying for the listener. In the name of Jesus, and God, I'm encouraged today, hallelujah, to know, praise God, the devil, praise God, has no victory. But in Jesus Christ, we have all the victory. And this morning, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. And this morning, praise God, I just want to say, God, we bless you today. We bless you going, we bless you coming. And we are blessed, praise God, just to be in the midst of those of the righteous. And Father God, we give you praise, glory, and honor today. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And this morning, praise God, I just want to ask a question to those that are listening this morning. What happens when your friends and your loved ones and your so-called sisters in the Lord and those that are called to be men and women of God and that you thought, praise God, was there for you? But what happens when you go through and everybody scatters as if you had leprosy or you was contagious with some type of disease? And you look around, praise God, as if the woman in the book, praise God, in the word of God, when they was condemning her of adultery. And everybody in the town was standing there to condemn her. But as soon, praise God, as the Lord Jesus Christ showed up, asked the question, if any among you that have not sinned it, you cast the first stone. Everyone had to drop their stones, and when she looked around, she had no accusers. But you know, this morning, praise God, I want to talk to you about the man, praise God, that has gone through with his friends, his family, his wife, and everybody. But praise God, he didn't give up on the main source. And the main source was the one, praise God, to bring him out of his situation. But this morning we're going to talk about the book of Job. We're talking about the book of Job because the book of Job is a wisdom book of the Bible. And it deals with us in two issues, in criticalness of every person, in their problems, of their suffering, and of the servitude of God. You know what? And praise God, you got to understand, Job was just not a fictitious person. Job was a real person. He was a man, praise God, and a rich man, and he was a farmer that lived in the land of Uz, and somewhere in the northeast of Palestine. Okay, come with me now. And some Bible scholars believe, praise God, that he was not even an actual person, but he was an actual person. But Job is mentioned as a historical figure by the prophet, Ezekiel. Ezekiel is 13:14-20. And in the book of James, in the book of James 5:11. But now, let's continue here. And you see, we can find favor. See, God can find favor in righteous people that holds on to their faith. And in God, when things go wrong, you hold on to your faith. And now in the conversation with Satan, because now Satan had a conversation with this person. They tell me I may not have been a real person, but he was named Job. And Satan had a conversation with him. And God fathered that such a person can indeed preserve. He could be preserved. And he pointed out his servant, Job, for an example. See, sometimes God let us go through, but he's going to bring us out, people. Don't feel, praise God, because everybody walked away because you was going through a situation. It looked like everybody was with you, and all of a sudden you look around them that you thought was by your side. They're not there no more. They ran. Your family member, they back up. your sisters in the church, they begin to talk about you. But you know, that's what I'm saying. You need to know who your source is. What happens when your friend turns their backs on you when you're going through? That's why you need to know who Jesus is, because Jesus will give you a place of comfort, praise God, even in a weary land. Oh, my God, he will give you a place of refuge. Refugees, and you can rest, praise God. So God then allows Satan to visit terrible trials upon Job to test him. Now you listen, this is just a test that you're going through. And in a short time, praise God, it came forth, praise God, that the lightning claimed all of Job's stock. Then the deserted windstorm knocked down the house, killing all of Job's sons and daughters. And then what else happened here? And when Job kept his faith, he kept his faith in God. Satan afflicted him with painful sores all over his body. Even his wife, the one that he was married to, that then gave the children to, she began to go against Job. Job's wife urged him, why don't you just curse your God and die? But the three friends showed up. Now check this out. And supposedly to comfort Job, that's what they do. They come and say, you know, I heard about your circumstance, and I'm sorry to hear that, but if you need anything, call me. And then you try to call them, the phone is disconnected. Come on, somebody. Or they won't even answer the phone. Or they stop calling because they figure you want something. But I want to let you know today, when God is for you, who can be against you? The one thing people must understand, it's my time now, but yours is to come. Hello, somebody. Yes, your time is to come. So don't pull away, praise God, because you feel somebody's going through or I'm going through and you think I need something. Because the Bible declared, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you, praise God. Because I know, praise God, all it's going to become, praise God, is a conversation piece. But when I stand and believe God, God will bring me out and set a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And you know, praise God, Satan inflicted with pain with his sores and all over his body. Praise the Lord. And his supposedly friends, you know, you got some of them around you. They don't call. They don't come. My phone used to ring so much I got tired of it ringing. Now I have to pick it up, praise God, to see is it even on because nobody's calling. Because I guess they figure I need something. But, baby, don't worry about, praise God, what I need, because God got me. Hiya, Jesus, God got me. I don't need you. God got me. And this is what I'm trying to want you to see, because it's my time now, but yours is to come. Hallelujah. But the three friends of his showed up. But the visit turned into a long debate over what causes Job's suffering. I guess you know, this is why this happened to her, because since it's saying, who left you judge over me? Because I won't do what you want me to do. You're not my Savior. Hallelujah. They claim that Job had been punished for sin. Well, if that be the case, then we all should be punished. And praise God, because every one of us was born shaped in iniquity and sin, did our mother conceive us. You are not left out. The only thing with you is you are a hypocrite because you intend to be there, but you're not. You intend to want to be friends with him, but you're not. His three friends that showed up, they was there, praise God, when he was up, and they could come to him, praise God, and they figured that he didn't have to put his hands out to ask for anything. They were satisfied. But now, praise God, that the calamity, praise God, has taken place, and Job has lost everything he had. Hallelujah. But Job, praise God, still trusted in his Lord. And I'm quite sure Job asked the question, Lord, why me? But now the fourth visitor came and suggested that God may be trying to purify Job through his suffering. What a consolation that is. And the counselor is more confident than one of the other men. And it's still only speculation. They were just speculating. They didn't know. They didn't know. But finally, God appeared to Job in a storm. Hallelujah. And gave him a stunning account of his majestic work and power. And Job, humbled, overwhelmingly acknowledges God's right as a creator to do whatever he pleases. What I'm trying to say to you today, my friend, if you're going through and you stand it as a child of God, let God do his perfect work. Let him do his perfect work. And he will bring you out and put you, praise God. Oh, praise God, you just abase and abound yourself, and he will exalt you among your enemies and those so-called friends. When you're going through, don't look back to have nobody stand there with you, because they're not with you. But it's too bad now. They say, hey, I can't be bothering her child. Honey, because she don't be, I ain't got to call her. I wish I could help you, but I can't. But that's what I said. Don't call. I won't call you. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Praise the Lord. And God's friends, and God rebuked Job's friends in order for them to make a sacrifice. And Job prayed for God's forgiveness of them, and God accepted his prayers. And I pray for God's forgiveness of all those lies and all those, praise God, and I hope that you would do the same. Praise God, pray for all those, praise God, that came. Praise God, they were going to do so much and did nothing. But it's okay. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask God to forgive you you gave a particular lie. God told me to do this for you, and God told me to do that for you. But now I know that God don't lie. If God has spoken to you to do it, then you will be doing it, but you're not. So you're a liar, and the truth don't dwell in you. Hey, glory to God. But then God gave Job twice as much wealth as he had before, along with seven sons and three daughters. Seven sons and three daughters. He lost what he had before. And sometimes, praise God, you have to forget the old and just keep on pushing and keep on going, praise God, and going to the new, because God has a plan just for you. You may be going through right now, and God is saying to you, if you just hold on, praise God, I got a plan for you, praise God. Hallelujah. They just set you in a better place, a bigger place, and to enlarge your territory. So we have to understand, praise God, much of what Jesus did across the long and all the world go free. And you see, God also, praise God, knew that Satan was going to come and tamper with Job in the midst of his trial, because he want to let you tell Job, your God don't exist. Why are you going through this? You don't have a God that loves you, because he wouldn't allow this to happen. You see? And you see, God, because when God gave the conversation with Satan, it was a specific instruction. Although Satan had to come from the earth, Job's home is in Uzziah, was the northeastern of Palestine, between two was Damascus and the Euphrates River. And while suffering is the chief theme of Job's book. A reason for the suffering was not really given, but nevertheless, Job, instead, he went through the suffering. He went through because he knew God was going to bring him out. He knew. You see, your suffering is only for a season. We're told that God had, that he had the highest law in the universe, and then offered the reason was not only known to him. But we must understand that whatever God takes you through, he will bring you out. If you can hold on to his unchanging hand, don't let go God's unchanging hand. Look at man, baby, but don't believe in man. The Bible said, believe no man. Believe no man. Because one thing I know, man can tell a lie as well as sing a lie. And we also learned, praise God, that in the invisible war is raging between the forces of good and evil. See, we're in the force of fight of good and evil. And Satan sometimes inflicts suffering on human beings in that battle. Because sometimes you feel like, Lord, now the enemy did this to me and did that to me, but look like he's gotten away. But don't you be confused, my friend. You may get by, but you have not got away, because you must pay for the evil that you have done and the evil that you are doing. God is good. His motives are pure. Although we may not understand all of them, hallelujah, but God is in control, and we are not. And we have no right to give God what? No order. God, I want you to do this to her, and I want you to do that to her. No, you just stand, praise God, and go through the conflict. You just go through it, praise God. Go through the reflection. It appears that there is always, you know, always reality. When bad things happen to us, praise God, we cannot pursue to know why. What God wants for us in the faith in him. No matter what our circumstances may be, God rewards great faith sometime in the life, but also, praise God, he rewarded, praise God, through him. Yes, God has not forgotten us. God has not forgotten us. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said to Job, praise God, in Job 2 and 3, God, the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright. that a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity. No matter what you're going through and how people treat you through the trial, you still hold on to your integrity, because I know God sees and he knows. Hallelujah. He yakasobo. He's not, his is not short that he cannot reach. His eyes are not blind that he cannot see. Praise God, his mouth is not sealed that he cannot speak. Praise God, he can see, smell, touch, feel. Oh, my God. Just stay, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. And through your indictment, it may be against him to ruin him without any reason. People do things for you, a thing was done to me without any reason because the person didn't like me. They said, I didn't, she did nothing, but I just don't like her. And then it happened, but then praise God, when it all happened, everybody was there for me. I thought, praise God, and I looked around, there's nobody. Because they realized, uh-oh, she going to want something. Oh, she going to need something. So I don't want to be here. I can't do it, y'all. I can't help her. Babe, I didn't ask you for any help. I know my help come from God. Who what my help come from God? Who owns the heaven and the earth? In Psalms 24, he said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. 10,000 cattle on the hill belong to him. Silver and gold is his, not you. I don't need nothing from anyone. God got me. And they run, praise God. People run from you as if you got leprosy or something. Oh, no, Josh. Thank you, Jesus. I know where my help come from. Thank you, Lord. And in Job 13:15, though he may take me through this, but yet I have hope in him. In Job 14:48, would you discern my justice? Would you condemn me to justify myself? No. God got me. Job was undergoing a test. Job through friends discovered his suffering. I don't just have three. I have trillions and hundreds. And now you continue that God promised Job to humble himself. He wanted him to humble. Humble what? Job was a man that right before God. Job didn't do anything evil. Though Job, God revealed his power and his sovereignty to Job. In Job 38:1-34. And God scolded Job's friends and restored Job's family and his fortune. You go through, but don't you let go the hand of God. Go through regardless of what people think and say about you. Let them turn their back. Because one thing you must understand, people come in your life for seasons and reasons. And when that season is up, my friend, let them go. Do not try to hold to them because they can become, praise God, an obstacle. Let them go, praise the Lord. And if they don't go, send them. Don't stand around, praise God, trying to make praise God, excuses for them. The season is up in your life. And we have to learn, praise God, what our season is. Our season is just like he said, as a time and a season for everything. But if you are going through, go through, praise God, with Jesus Christ in front of you. Don't you dare, praise God, let anybody stop your growth, praise God, or hinder you, praise the Lord, when you are going through, praise God, and God see your, he see your suffering. He see your, praise God, you're maintaining. Praise God, he know, praise God, what you need. The Bible declared, the Bible said, he said, I will supply all your needs according to the riches and glory which is in Christ Jesus. So you don't have to turn to man. You turn to him. And God in turn, praise God, will go to man. Come on, somebody. God will do what he got to do. Praise God, doesn't matter who he has to do it through. He will get done what he needs to be done. He's not a God, praise God, that he can lie. If not, he said it, he will not bring it to pass. But if he said it, praise God, he will do it. Praise God, if you can stand, praise God, and see, praise God, you're in the windstorm. Praise God, and the wind is blowing and the storm. Praise God, and the sand is blowing, but nothing is getting into your eyes because you are protected by God, praise God, because God have you in the midst of that storm, but he's going to allow you to go through it, praise God. But when you come out, praise God, your hair, praise God, won't even be out of place. There is no dead in your eyes. You have not even been moved because God is on your side. He's not, praise God, forgotten you, but he's only setting you up, praise God, to be blessed. Praise the Lord. And praise God, them that see you down now, they will see you up, praise God, because when God rise you up, when he raise you up, praise God, he's going to put you, praise God, high enough that your enemy can see, praise God, because of the material things, praise God, that they have right now. Praise God, they figure you are out to take or get, praise God, what they have. But it's okay, my friend. You just let go and let God. Let God, praise God, be the one, praise God, to show them who you are, praise God, and what you are made of and who you belong to, praise God, and whose you are, hallelujah, because, praise God, they stand back, praise God, and they talk about your situation. They're saying, yes, she this and she that, but they're saying, I'm with you and I'm for you, but yet still you're the conversation piece, hallelujah. Praise God, they run, praise God, they shun you, but don't you worry about a thing. Job said, praise God, when his wife told him, said, you curse your God and die. She said, Stormer, you are a foolish woman. He said, ha, you are a foolish woman. He said, because I believe, even if he don't bless me, I still, praise God, know that he's able. And don't you worry about it. Just know that God will come through. Hallelujah. He will bring you out your circumstances. And all those soothsayers, all those, praise God, and all those, praise God, naysayers, they will begin to stand and see, oh, yeah, this is the same one that you say that wasn't going to do anything because she was down and out, or because he was down and out. But God will raise you up, and in the midst of your storm, continue to stay in the face of God. Don't let go the word of God. Don't let go his hand, praise the Lord. Praise God, you might not be in a comfortable place right now, but it's okay, praise God, to not be comfortable now, to be comfortable for in a minute, in a short while. God's going to bring you out, hallelujah. Just like he told Job, he came and told him, said, Job, all your children is dead. All your cattle is dead. Everything you own is gone. You think they was not, they was very glad, praise God, because they was always jealous of what he had in the first place. But God, praise God, he allowed that to happen so he can let the world see that, yes, it happened, praise God. But watch, you just hide and watch, you devils, and see what God is about to do in the life of those that suffers and go through for the Bible's sake or for the gospel's sake. When man do evil to you because you have done good, don't feel so bad, so down and out. Yes, it will affect you because you are a human being, but don't you worry about it. You stand up and say, God, I'm still standing. I'm still standing, praise God, and I will stand, praise God, because you will make my enemy my footstool. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. It may feel like the world and everybody around you is against you. But go through in God. Hold on to his hand. Don't let go his hand. When the friends show up, supposing to be comforting you, but the visit turned into a long debate. Well, why are you going through this? What you think it happened to make you go through this? You don't have to answer that. What you can say is this: I'm standing because I'm being delivered. I'll stand because deliverance is at my door, and I'll go through, and I'll come out as gold. Yes, I'll go through. Now, the enemy attacks unknowingly, but I'll still maintain my innocence. You still maintain your innocence. Your innocence, I'm going through, but I'm coming out. Ah, Jesus, and I thank you, Lord, because I know that you got me. You got me, God. Devil can't do me no harm. You got me. You'll meet my need. And while I'm in my waiting stage, I'm going to think upon these things. Things that are pure, godly. Things that are loving, true, happy. Huh? I'm going to think upon these things. Yes. And those, praise God, that has came and stood to see me fall, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you may be going through, and you don't know which way to go. I'm going to invite you today, praise God, to take hold to the hand of Jesus and let him extra set of footsteps to bring you through your trial. Maybe you may be going through in a bad marriage or in a bad relationship. Or maybe you be getting ready to go to a court battle. Praise God, you don't know how you're going to come out. Well, maybe, praise God, someone, praise God, that you love pretty very dearly, praise God, have turned their back on you. Yes, 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 yes. But you got a way out. If you can come to Jesus today and say, Lord, I know in my situation, I come. In my situation, I come just as I am, without one plea. But Lord, if you save me, I'll live for you. I know in you, all of my answers are in you. Bring me out. Allow me to be a witness for you. Yes, I'm in the desert right now. Wind blowing, afflicted with pain, been rejected. But I know there's a way out. Let Jesus help you today. Satan's only come to kill, to kill, and to kill. He only come for three things: kill, devour, and destroy. And he sent people to do it. But I've learned one thing. Even in my growing up, my mother used to always say, you go alone, you come alone. And that's my motto. I go alone and I come alone. Because those that say, I'm with you, in about another day or two, the next few minutes, they're against you. So know this one thing, that in Christ Jesus, he is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and he will not change. And this is why Job could stand on God and say, I will stand for him even if he don't bless me. I know that he's able to do so. And it appeared like everything he lost was gone. But oh, God did his thing. He blessed him. He triple blessed him for what he had before. But now, where were those so-called friends at? Were they still standing around, whispering, saying all kinds of things, why he was going through what he's going through? Let them talk if they want to. Talk, don't bother me. I want the whole world to know. The whole world to know that God got me. I don't need you for anything, but I will pray for you. I will pray that God help you, that he keeps you, and that he forgives you. Don't be, praise God, this complacent because you're going through. Go through your trials and your tribulations. But if you can trust God today, he will bring you out, send you in a far better, bigger place. Know where you can turn when your friends, your loved ones, your church members, your evangelists, even your pastors turn their back on you. Turn to Jesus. Job did, and he came out better than he was before. I tell you today, praise God, I'm encouraged. I'm so encouraged, praise God, that I tell you, God got me. God got you. If you learn how to turn to him, he will show you the way out of your situation. You'll be encouraged. But if you want to continue praise God to hear the message, go to facebook.com/praise God. Click on it, praise God, Pastor Ola Starling. I want you to know, you go through. Don't back up. Don't run. Don't even hide. Keep stepping and looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Job did it. You can too. You be blessed. Have a good day.